This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, this is Kate Delaney. Thanks for listening to the Best of America Tonight. Has some people feeling pretty shaky closer to home. Are we any closer to possibly something different, new, and special with healthcare? Ooh, sounds good, doesn't it? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And Bill O'Reilly gets a fat payday, $25 million to go away. First, let's talk about, sadly, what happened in Paris. ISIS taking credit for an attack that killed one police officer and wounded two others in the Champs-Élysées. A gunman just opened fire right there on the boulevard, killed one and wounded three people before police shot and killed him. The Islamic State group quickly said, yes, we did it, we did it, we did it. The French president, François Hollande, reacted immediately. And what can he say other than it's horrific and despicable and you name it? He said he's convinced the circumstances of the latest attack point to terrorists. He held an emergency meeting with the prime minister Thursday night, planned to convene the defense council on Friday morning. The incident recalled two recent attacks on soldiers providing security at prominent locations around Paris, one at the Louvre Museum in February, and one at the airport last month. Speaking in Washington during a news conference with the Italian prime minister, our president, Donald Trump, said the shooting looks like another terrorist attack and sent condolences to France. And so it does, as the Islamic State has inspired attacks that have killed at least 235 people in France since January of 2015. A large casualty figure, that's for sure. So police and soldiers quickly sealed off the area, ordered a lot of tourists who were there back in the hotels, blocked people from approaching the area. The attacker was definitely flagged as an extremist. And as I said, they claim responsibility. ISIS did almost immediately. Very, very sad. The attacker came out of a car, used an automatic weapon to shoot at officers outside of a Marks and Spencer store at the center of the Champs-Élysées popular area. So two police officers and a woman tourist were wounded in all of that. And quickly, they handled it well as far as what I mentioned, others stepping up immediately to take charge, but we go back to the same thing. Everyday life, enjoying the moment, and then suddenly not enjoying the moment. Donald Trump says that it's looking pretty good, meaning what's happening with health care. It's looking pretty good. It's evolving. And he reminded everybody that Obamacare took 17 months to pass. The president said Republicans will pass legislation to repeal and replace Obamacare by the time he reached his 100-day mark next week. He said, we're doing very well on health care. There's a great plan. This is going to be a great health care. There was a never give up moment, as the president said. And the press, he said, sort of reported there was a give-up. There's no give-up. He believes it happens next week when he hits his 100th day as president of the United States on April 29th. He says the ACHA gets better and better and better. It's gotten really, really good. We have a good chance of getting it soon. I would like to say next week. I believe we'll get it, whether it is next week or shortly after. Trump also pledged the federal government wouldn't shut down on April 28th. A 16-day partial government shutdown in 2013 cost you and me how much? Because we're the taxpayers. $1.4 billion. Yeah, that doesn't make anyone feel good. $1.4 billion. I remember it well. Some other housekeeping coming out of Washington, D.C., is this releasing the taxes or not? It seems like every other day, or at least every week, somebody calls Trump on the carpet about releasing his tax returns. The latest is Senator Lankford, who says he should keep his promise. James Lankford is a senator from Oklahoma, a Republican. He said he promised he would. He was at a meeting with constituents in Claremore. Trump has maintained he cannot release his tax returns until the Internal Revenue Service has completed his audit of his finances. The IRS claims nothing prevents Trump from releasing his returns while being audited. Former President Richard Nixon did it, by the way, in 1973. So while people were not too happy about filing their taxes, tens of thousands across the country marched to demand the release of Trump's tax return. 25,000 people appeared at a rally in Washington, D.C. Don't think we're going to see this. I don't think there's going to be a release of the tax returns, or at least not anytime soon. Don't think we're going to see that. There was some hubbub over the New England Patriots' visit to the White House. Trump and the Patriots slammed the New York Times over the White House visit tweet. The president and the football team were criticized the New York Times for putting out something that compared the Wednesday event, which celebrated the Patriots' Super Bowl win, to the attendance of the 2015 White House event for the Patriots' win that year. Specifically, what it said is Patriots' turnout for President Obama in 2015 versus Patriots' turnout for President Trump today. So the first one was like massive amounts of people. And the second one was a much smaller group. And so they were trying to say, oh, yeah, it was big. And then look what happened the second time around. Not the same President Trump, who is frequently chastised, the newspaper, tweeted Thursday morning that the Times had posted a big lie. A big lie concerning the New England Patriots' visit to the White House. Because he's saying there were more people there, and they made it seem like there wasn't. Hey, he did get a jersey that said Trump from Robert Kraft and the team, and of course had the Patriots. It was a Patriots jersey. And there was the traditional deal that you do as the president. Tom Brady wasn't there. He said he had family matters to deal with. His mother's been battling it terribly with cancer. Couldn't go to any of his games last year, but was there for the Super Bowl and the very, very big win. You're going to win big next on America Tonight. Why? Because I'm taking you to the movies. Maybe this is the weekend that you gather up a few shekels and you go out and celebrate with some popcorn, some soda, hopefully not diet, and you watch a movie. Stay with us.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and you're listening to the best of America Tonight.
All right, I promised movies, movies, movies. One of my favorite things to do to relax, but I haven't been to the movies in a couple of weeks. In fact, often what will happen with me, since I pay for it, Netflix has some incredible programming. So if there's nothing that I feel that's particularly interesting, and there's no reason to escape to the cavernous theater, then I will partake in the streaming fest going on in Netflix and several other, Roku, several others that I could stream as well, just like you can stream. Remember I said there was going to be Thursday Night Football. You can stream on Amazon if you're an Amazon Prime customer. So let's pick on Andy. Andy, how about you? So no movies, but more streaming?
That's right. I've seen a couple good shows on Amazon Prime and Netflix. Dave Chappelle just came out with a new stand-up comedy.
I saw the Dave Chappelle thing, too. I'm a big comedy person, so I like that. Did you give it a thumbs up as well?
Yeah, I thought it was very funny. I had a few friends who didn't like it, but he was a favorite of me when I was in high school, or a favorite of mine.
Right, so you liked it. I love it. All right, so we are ready to roll to the movies. Thanks to the man you just heard. He's in charge of putting all of our clips, our reels together, and they're pretty heavy, as you can imagine, as he gets them loaded into the machine. One of the movies this week that's out has a great title, but will it be rememberable? It's called Unforgettable. Roll it.
Now you're perfect. Just like mommy. It's time to tell your ex that we're getting married.
I was terrified to meet you. You're perfect. All the time. Thank you.
David has moved on, and so should you. Time doesn't exist at your age.
I only had David and Lily. She took everything away from me. Hello? Hello? How well do you really know Julia? She could be anybody.
Goodbye.
I'm scared.
You're not getting off this horse. Come on, Lily. I'm sorry. Who asked you? We're leaving.
That was beneath you.
You only get one mother, Lily. Don't ever forget that.
Things didn't actually work out for Tessa the way she wanted.
What do you mean?
At first we thought Tessa was amazing. Super charming, so together. But then she got possessive.
Where's your ring? How come you haven't been wearing it? Who sent you flowers?
She's messing with me. He should have been mine. David? Why are you doing this? I am simply living my life with my family.
Enough is enough.
Are you threatening me?
Yes. I'm threatening you.
You can alter her right in front of me!
You're worthless.
Not this time.
Cinemas.
All right, so Unforgettable, you can tell, is a laugh a minute. I'm certain you will just die laughing. Somebody dies in the movie anyway. You will see Cheryl Ladd. Remember her? One of the Charlie's Angels. Yes. She looks pretty good, I have to say. Unforgettable is R, 100 Minutes. Rosario Dawson is in it. Katherine Heigl in it as well. So there's some problems with somebody who is zooming somebody else. And it's about Katherine Heigl's part to embrace her dark side on the screen, apparently. It is her part, anyway. It's kind of a little Fatal Attraction, a modern Fatal Attraction, if you will. Could be good. I think I'm going to wait for the streaming. All right, this next one is called Born in China. Rip it.
Nature proudly invites you to its most ambitious film yet. A groundbreaking journey inside the breathtaking wilds of China. Experience a family adventure unlike any you've seen before. In a land far from human reach, but closer than ever to your heart. Disney Nature's Born in China.
Born in China. This actually looks pretty cool. And what the scoop is here is it's a G-rated film, and it's about the pandas. People love pandas. So from the mountaintops, the bamboo forests, all of that, following the adventures of three animal families in China, the panda, the golden monkey, and the elusive snow leopard. I like it. John Krasinski was narrating narrating it, so he's got a part in this. And it actually looks really clever. I think that I would absolutely watch this, probably streaming though still. And finally, let's cap it off with something called Phoenix Forgotten.
What is that?
Oh my god.
Okay. 5, 6, 7 lights.
That's weird.
You ever seen this before?
So what do you think that was?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'll tell you what it was. I know what it was. The Phoenix lights flew southeast, which is exactly where we're headed.
How did we get there?
Are you serious? It's 6 in the morning.
Literally nothing out here.
that you are still alive. Please come home.
I shouldn't have brought you guys out here. What the hell just happened? Did you hear that?
Yeah, Phoenix Forgotten, mystery science fiction film, an hour, 27 minutes, PG-13. So in 1997, these mysterious lights, kind of like the Marfa lights in Texas, appeared over Phoenix. Three teenagers decided to go into the desert shortly afterwards, hoping to document what was going on. And they disappeared. They were never seen from again. So now it's the 20th anniversary of their disappearance. Unseen footage has finally been discovered, chronicling the final hours of their fateful expedition. This will find an audience, right? Alien abduction theories are pretty much are out there all over the place, and that's what the whole idea is here. Alien abduction. And it's inspired by real events, specifically the disappearance, or the appearance, rather, of the lights above Phoenix. So there were these weird lights. Was it a UFO? Was it not a UFO? What is it? That whole kind of thing. And it became instantly what so many people talked about. The setup for the film is three young people, high school age, went out on their journey. See what they could find, then they were missing. So now somebody's trying to open the story back up again. Yeah, there you go. I'll tell you the one I'm looking forward to. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Looks like that could be good. I'll probably go see that with my nephew. The Mummy. Tom Cruise is in the new Mummy. So some of these will start to come out as we get closer to the summer. Those are those big summer flicks, and The Mummy is certainly one of those. And this could be a hit for Tom Cruise. Could be. I just want to see baby Groot again. Groot! And Groot, of course, is in Volume 2 of Guardians of the Galaxy, which I think is pretty clever. Chris Pratt is the star. If you go and see a movie, send me a cheap movie review at americatonight.net. Click on contact and let it rip, and I'll send you a copy of one of my books, Level the Playing Field or Invade the Men Cave.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by...
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. You're listening to the best of America Tonight.
Through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivered to home in person. Letters, packages, paper.
Once again, here on America Tonight, I'm always overwhelmed by the amount of email that we receive. And I feel like I could probably devote several sets on each show to all of you fabulous people who email me. And don't hesitate. If there's something you're curious about, some people ask about the music, ask about the guest, didn't catch what their book was, whatever, have no fear. Go to americatonight.net, click on contact, and bada bing, you are in just like that. Let's go to this one from Josh, who says, Kate, the significance of 420, what a big day it is. I don't understand what the big hubbub is over pot and legalizing it in the first place. I know that's a wicked can of worms. Do you ever think that we will see all the states adopt policies where you can buy marijuana, not just for medicinal purposes? Wow. Well, that's like a loaded question. It's not necessarily a loaded question. Get it? No, I think if maybe eventually, but I think it'll take a very, very long time. So we know 420 becomes Weed Day because, you know, now it corresponds with a numerical code for marijuana. And 420 represents smoking pot, obviously. And it's because, really, the California criminal codes, that's where it first started, the 420 code, if you will. Because I had a couple of people say that to me, ask me about it. But as far as the legalizing of marijuana, no, I think it's just that heavy debate over, you know, is this going to be a big thing? Is it going to be widely accepted? Even with more states saying yes, there are certainly many more conservative areas where there's concern over the long-term effects. Is it a gateway drug? That's always the big argument. Does it lead to you know, heroin use, or I guess the more common cocaine use or whatever. So I don't think that we're going to see that for a very long time. In fact, it's interesting to have that discussion, and we have had that discussion, and we've seen both sides of that, because we've had counselors on who they really believe it is a gateway drug, and we've had others on, like Frank Shamrock, who thinks it's absolutely ridiculous. All right, how about this one from Jay, who says, Kate, Bill O'Reilly, dirty dog. He is now done with Fox. What do you think about that? Do you think that we'll see him pop up someplace else? You know, I have no way to know. I mean, he could start a podcast. He certainly has a fan base. Would people subscribe to it? The fact that he was fired, wow. When you think of for 20 years, he was the money. He was the money cow for Fox. He really was. And when it was revealed that the network paid $13 million to settle all of those sexual harassment claims or inappropriate behavior, the timing was way wrong for Bill O'Reilly because so many ads were pulled. O'Reilly's program was number one in cable news. I mean, more viewers, more revenue than any other program in that kind of category. It brought in $126 million in advertising in 2015. So Fox chose to prioritize what they were doing at the time. And now it's a PR nightmare for them as of whatever, a couple of weeks ago. Once that Time story broke, then Fox had a problem because of Roger Ailes. And so now this on the back of it, the conversations that started to happen, you start to see more than 50 or 60 companies that are being pressured by consumers and saying they won't advertise on the show. And then a new accuser every day, it seemed like, you know, the message was clear. The money, then all of a sudden the money isn't there. So they have to make a move, and that's exactly what happened. So does he pop up someplace else? He could do his own thing. And I think that wouldn't be so far-fetched to believe that would happen. Hired by another network? I don't think so. I don't think you see that at all. Not anytime in the near future, anyway. Okay, how about this? We're going to veer over to something else. How about this story and the fact that some of you are reacting to this? I guess I didn't do this poll, but I mentioned it. And so I got this email from Mac who says, Kate, I heard you say something about a poll and Ivanka and Jared and whether they were popular or not. What was that about? I don't think I caught the rest of it. And I don't know if I gave the payoff on that or not. So I'll tell you what it was. Quinnipiac University did a poll of registered voters, and what they came up with is about 53% say the first daughter, Ivanka, who played a significant role in the White House, is not appropriate, compared with 36 who say it is appropriate what's going on, and 10% who just didn't even have an opinion. Now, Jared Kushner, her husband, who also has a big place in the West Wing, influential, I guess, influence anyway, over a range of foreign and domestic policy issues. He's heading up what's called the Office of American Innovation, which is a new White House office aimed at reforming the federal government through private sector solutions. So about 53% say his role is not appropriate, compared to 32 of the people who responded who said it was, and 15 who said they didn't know. So how about that? I don't know if it is or not. So there's the answer to that question. Yeah. We've got another one here about polls, and this one is from Richard. And Richard says, Kate, if you took an unofficial poll, of where we are now and whether we have reverted back to the 50s, or there's something, I mean, is there something about this whole political correctness movement that just reeks to you? I don't understand it. It seems like we are walking on eggshells these days, especially if you work for a corporation like I do. Wow, that's an interesting comment. You know, if you, here's what you do. You go back and you watch some of the shows from the 70s, like, All in the Family, and what he called his son-in-law Meathead, and just all the things that they talked about. Now, they were addressing social issues, and that was television, and of course, media pressing, you know, pressing the edge of the envelope, but the envelope and the edge were way different. It does seem like we have boomeranged back. I mean, what is appropriate for one person? What isn't appropriate for another person? I mean, we could fill up 20 hours of social norms, what's happened, is there too much sensitivity, is there not enough sensitivity? And with corporations, I think it's a tricky time as they try to navigate all of that, and what are they doing, and what are the experts saying, and harassment claims, and again, what was acceptable 20 years is, in some cases, is not acceptable now. Yeah, so there is absolutely something to that. Speaking of that, this was pretty interesting piggybacking off of that. This is from Michael. He says, Kate, we love you here in Portland. I don't know how long you've been on. I accidentally tripped onto it one night when I was out late, and now I'm kind of addicted, and I am actually downloading some of your shows from TuneIn. Did you see this thing about Marcus Smart? I know you're a sports fan, but he was fined $25,000 for giving a fan the middle finger in the game against the Bulls the other day. Yeah. An obscene gesture on the playing court specifically, and they lost to the Bulls in the second game. The Celts were frustrated. They were trailing by like 14 points in the final quarter of the first round, you know, matchup against the Bulls, and it did look like he gave the fan a middle finger because he missed a three. And I went back and I even looked at the tape. It's funny you say that. But you can't do that, of course. What are you going to say? What's Brad Stevens as his coach? What's he going to say afterwards? You can't do that. They're going to fine you. That's an easy fine. And maybe he was being harassed. You know, maybe the fan was really all over him. But it doesn't matter. I mean, that's part of the game, and you have to tune it out. And there used to be a lot of hecklers. In some cases, especially if it's the home team, a lot of the hecklers get pushed out. But it's not uncommon, let's put it that way, it's not uncommon for that to happen. All right, so we're sticking kind of with athletics here for a second, and I'm going to this one. This one is from Helen. Kate, I've never emailed the show, but I know you talk a lot about health, and you've had doctors on and other people in that special thing you do for your health. And I wondered if you heard about that golfer who has Lyme disease. I did know. I just read this story, and I'm sure you did too, Helen. Jimmy Walker, his name is. He was diagnosed with Lyme disease, right? He says he's going to keep playing golf as long as his body holds up. Doctors discovered it after he underwent testing a day before the Masters started. They were talking to a lot of doctors. He didn't know what was going on. And that's what they thought it was something else. They thought it was like mono or something. So he hasn't started taking medication, but he will. They're going to do all these blood tests, and I guess he's going to still play. He's going to play in the Texas Open coming up. And, you know, he won last year in the PGA Tour. He hasn't been a big money winner. I shouldn't say that. He's won quite a few times, you know, won a lot of money on the tour, but he's been battling this fatigue, losing strength, and I guess he started to get those symptoms right around Thanksgiving. So, gosh, you forget about Lyme disease, right, and how awful it is. But, yeah, at least he knows what it is, whether it's something that is just unbelievable, like how did he get it. At least he knows what it is, and he doesn't have to sit there and continuously, you know, wonder. But we certainly wish him well. Hey, thanks for all the emails, gang. Remember, you can email me, americatonight.net. Click on contact.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and you're listening to the Best of America Tonight. Being a radio host or TV broadcaster is one of the most stressful careers that you can have. I've done it my entire life, but now somebody has just told us so. CareerCast.com listed what the most stressful jobs of 2016 were, and that, you know, there's just periods of high stress that are unpredictable. And then there were 11 other factors that went into how they rated this, the jobs rated methodology, because if I'm not telling you that, you say, well, what does that mean? How come it's stressful? But certainly radio host or TV broadcaster kind of fell in the middle of the pack. Not the most stressful. You might be surprised by a few of the other jobs that were listed on their list. Who better to chat with us about this than Dr. John Huber? He is the chairman for Mainstream Mental Health, a nonprofit organization that brings lasting positive change to the lives of people that suffer from mental health issues. I love that. And he's in our virtual green room. Hey, Dr. Huber.
Hey, Kate, first thing, are you okay?
Some days I wonder. Is my pulse there? What's happening? It's not a surprise, I guess, because of deadlines, right, and the craziness. You don't have a regular life when you're in this life, whatever
no.
that is.
No. And the other side to that, you're in the public eye, so yep. if you're frustrated, it's not something that you can easily do. I talked with another radio show host earlier last week, and he was explaining to me he had a time when he just started, and he had a young child, his son, who acted up, and he was giving his son consequences, and the lady next to him in line at the grocery store asked him, hey, aren't you so-and-so? And he immediately goes, oh, no, I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh. Oh, that's brutal. And, you know, here's what's even worse. So for me, besides this fabulous job of being able to talk to so many interesting people and talk to callers, and we have a fabulous audience across the United States and beyond the borders of the United States, the other thing that I do is I speak. I go out and I speak. I talk about invading the man cave and helping people find their wow. How do they clearly, concisely, in a compelling way, describe what they do when they get the dreaded question of what do you do? And I find out that, of course, that is also stressful, because what are people afraid of? The fear of public speaking afflicts, you know, 75% of Americans. So I don't stand much of a chance. I might have to come down and see you for a weekend.
Well, I do phone consultations, so, you know.
That's crazy, huh? So what is it that I mentioned, the factors that they talk about? What are the stress factors? Obviously, deadlines, we said, in this particular field. But what else puts people at risk of this stress?
Well, competition, that fear that somebody's going to come up and take your spot. Some of the positions, you know, like the enlisted men and the police officer and firemen, those are jobs where you may not come home alive at the end of the day. So you've got that type of thing, the potential for physical harm. You also have the potential, or in some cases, a lack of potential for job growth. Where do you go from there? What's your next step? And then, you know, I do public speaking too as well. You never know. I mean, you've got a whole day, but then you gotta get on a plane and go fly and do your public speaking that night and then be back for your show the next morning. The travel part of it, it's all just very physically demanding.
Boy, yeah, absolutely. I agree with you there. What are some of the other jobs that fall on this list that Career Cast put out that you're probably not surprised about, since you are in the business of helping people, I'm going to say, feel better?
Right, and that's part and parcel to what I do. But, you know, the interesting thing with Career Cast, too, they also talked about they were looking for jobs specifically for people who have difficulty with anxiety and stress in the first place. So this is a little different poll than what we've seen. Of course, police, military, and firemen are always in the top 10 of these lists. But what surprised me next was the waiter job. I understand why it's stressful. I mean, they get blamed for stuff that's not their fault. You go into the kitchen and the chef or the prep chef has made the order wrong and you have to take it out to your customer. And then your money depends upon making the diner happy. And it's not their fault sometimes. The next one is taxi driver. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll let you talk there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, taxi driver. Yeah, that's okay. Go through the list. So taxi driver, because you don't know who you're going to get when they jump into the cab and what's going to happen and the traffic and all that.
And then you got the new competition with all the Ubers and those type of apps that are out there now. Of course, you said radio host and TV broadcaster. And again, you know, I'll make time for you if you need a call. Just, you know. then we got executives, top executives, corporate executives, and corporate managers. And that's not necessarily unexpected, but middle and high school teachers, middle school and high school teachers. Now, you talk about having to deal with hormones every day and kids who have no clue what's going to happen to them and how they're functioning and why they're upset about stuff. That's a challenge. I know when I was a school psychologist, I chose not to work in middle schools because it was just so up and down. Very scary. Cashiers. I'm sorry, let's go back to the middle school. High, that I have a son who's now in high school and a daughter in middle school, and now I feel like I'm reliving those days over again.
So you totally relate to that.
Totally do. And then as I started saying cashiers next, somebody comes up there with a basket full of clothes at your you know, at the Gap, or I don't know if I can say names of stores, but then you look down and there's not a price tag on it. And by the time somebody goes and gets a price tag, you got 20 people in line and they just wanted to pop in during their lunch hour. Pressure, stress, and then where's the job growth there? And a lot of people, you know, that's their livelihood, and they don't see a way out of that. So it becomes very stressful. The last number one.
What is number one? Drum roll, please.
Salesperson. Now think about it. You have a great year, and you're dooming yourself. All of a sudden, your quotas, everything goes through the roof, and you're dooming yourself to having a bad year the next year. So it's a catch-22. You do great, and they set your heights even higher, and then you don't do so great the next year. I have a friend who does commercial paint sales since, you know, 27 years, and he amazes me. He thrives in this position, and every year he comes back and he, you know, he's making more money than the vice president in the company he's working for. It's amazing how some people thrive in it, but at the same time, if you have any issues with stress or anxiety, you're dooming yourself.
Yeah, no kidding. So, I mean, this would take forever, and we talk a lot about stress and what to do and et cetera. But give us the one-minute solution. What can you do when you're feeling overwhelmed?
Take a deep breath. You know, if you guys do any kind of exercising, when you stop and you breathe in and you try to catch your breath, those same type of inhale, hold it, exhale slowly. You know, breathe in through the nose. Count of 3, 4, 5, exhale, 3, 4, 5. You can do that at your desk. You can do it walking from one office to the next. You can do that between customers if you're that cashier. You can do it as your wait staff going from the table back to the kitchen. That's the simplest, most basic way to do that. Other than that, call a mental health professional. They can help teach you. Or go find a yoga instructor. They can do that too.
Yeah, what is it about yoga that's so calming? Is it because it's the breathing and stretching?
I think that's it. I mean, and I think I mentioned this before on your show. I do martial arts, and the first 20 minutes is yoga stretching and breathing and focusing your breath. And I do 3 to 6 hours a week of it. And my job's stressful, too. I mean, I have patients die on me, and I do my yoga breathing, my 15 minutes. I mean, I'm looking forward to tonight at 8 o'clock. That's like my goal at the end of the day is go get that hour in. Plus, there's nothing better than breaking a board when you're feeling a little stressed.
Boy, I so agree with that. Love it. Dr. John Huber, mainstreammentalhealth.org. That's where you can check him out. You can find him there. Thanks so much for coming on the show, and thanks to all of you for listening to this Hour of America tonight. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Kate. You're awesome.
Forward you go, because forward we know. Forward is coming, the fast is our task to keep on. Just keep moving. If you're afraid of that forward thinking, taking your time for a dime and you're blinking, listening in.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.